Jeff. Thank you, Chase. See Jeff. Good evening, Jeff. Caroline. Wyatt, good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
All right, so it's 6 o'clock on the dot by my watch. And as we discussed a little bit ago, Megan's going to be a couple minutes late. So without further ado, I suggest we get this thing rolling. Chase has got a recording, so let's jump right into it. Let me see. So we'll call this meeting order at 6 o'clock and do introductions. I think I've already, you got everybody on there already, Chase? I think I have everybody written down.
Yeah, 12. Probably check with Janelle, make sure she's got.
I have 12, thank you.
Perfect. Okay, well, good evening, everybody. Let's open it up like we always do. Is there any public comment? Hearing none. We're gonna have plenty of opportunity for public comment as we go forward too. So let's jump into item number three, agenda approval. We need a motion to approve the agenda unless anybody has any changes they'd like to suggest.
I'll move to approve the agenda as presented.
Great, thank you. Anyone second? Oh, thank you, Amanda. Okay, any discussion? All right, let's move to, or Ms. Karen moves to approve the agenda as presented. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
I think I heard, four of us and one absent. That would make sense. All right. Okay, so we have some meeting minutes to approve from the 12th. I had a chance to review those and thought they were done very well, but did anybody else have anything they'd like to talk about with regards to the minutes?
I would move to approve the minutes as presented.
I would second.
Great. Any public comment? Any more discussion? Okay, great. All in favor for approving the meeting minutes as presented from July 12th, 2023. Say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. Thank you, everybody. We're moving right along.
Thanks, Janelle.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you, Janelle. Okay, let's see. President's message. Let me see if I can pull that up. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I know I didn't have a very formal, I didn't have any message last month, and the month before that was slightly informal, but I did want to take just a few seconds. And as a reminder, most of you will recall that as of our last meeting, we set a deadline to provide feedback on the SDIC strategic planning priority list. That deadline is tomorrow, August 10th. So if you haven't done so already, please go to our website. You can click on strategic planning. It's a tab at the top. And then at the bottom of that page, there's a link for a form that you can download. You can fill it out, email it back to Chase or myself. And to those of you who have already completed the form, I'd really like to thank you for taking the time to comment on the list of projects and concepts. We've received at least five that I know of, I think maybe even six now, forms and emails and feedback from different folks. So I appreciate those who have already done it. I hope that you know and believe that your responses are valued and appreciated, because they are. We're going to use those responses and all responses to review. We're going to discuss them as a board. We're going to utilize them as a tool, and it's going to help, all of them are going to help shape and steer our long-range strategic planning process. So that is much appreciated. And other than that, unless there's any comment about that, I know Chase has got a lot to go over, so I suggest we roll right into number six. Is there any comment about the message, president's message? Okay. Well, let's go into financial review and expenditures. Chase?
Okay, I'm gonna start with two comments for the recording. We had Kyle's iPhone join at 6:03 and Jeff Conda at 6:04.
Good evening, Kyle and Jeff.
Good evening, sir.
Sorry, and we're on financial transactions, okay. So, get going here. Pretty much the only thing that was, I was hoping we would be farther under budget on the GIS invoice, which was basically the assessment. There was a couple lots within the air park that changed over the last couple years. So we actually did have to overlay them because they were fairly large size lots. And when they were assessed in the previous year, there was multiple elevation percentage assessments. So we did have some overlay assessment this year, which I was hoping we didn't, but you know, it's kind of part of the gig now. But having all of those assessments or those overlays done professionally has definitely saved a lot of time. And they also do all the spreadsheets as well. So that's kind of the big ticket item for this last month. Is there any questions on it? I guess with that, I'll continue with the reports pulled and the financials as they are. Looks like we need a state pool transfer of $8,000 to cover checks written and those projected.
Would you like a motion for that now?
So there's no other questions. Yeah, I just moved through it.
Okay. Oh, I thought the financials looked straightforward, and thanks for sending those out, Janelle. So we need a motion for, did you say 8,000? Sorry, I was trying to multitask. $8,000 transfer from the state pool?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you want the transaction list approved as well?
Yeah, we've been doing it kind of as a whole whole motion. One motion now.
Amanda, do you want to do that?
Sure. I move to approve the financials as presented and transfer the $8,000 from the state pool to the checking account.
Second.
Great. Thank you, ladies. Any discussion? Okay. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Now, at this point in time, we should make a bet as to how quick Amanda will have that transferred. I'm thinking in the next minute.
I think it's already done.
I'm not taking the bet.
It's already done, Gary says.
Okay, so manager's report's next. Kind of as I was pointing out, we're kind of going through our routine, just maintenance issues around the district. Since the last meeting, we've exercised all the sluice gates throughout the district. I was also able to fabricate kind of basically these custom covers with also, I guess you'd call them sight glasses, so you can actually visually watch the operation of the gate, especially at the north tide gates. The other gates don't have that function. But all of them are functioning well. The only concern was is there appears to be some sedimentation buildup in the sub-levee sluice gates. From my kind of infield observation, it looks to be about a foot deep, and it's basically through the entire culverts, two of the three culverts. It's, you know, these are 6-foot culverts, so a little, you know, a foot in the bottom of these is not a massive amount of these culverts, you know, surface area. But it does have the potential to disrupt our culvert inspections. It's scheduled for this fall. And so I'm basically kind of exploring options how to get the sediment out of these culverts at this time. And we are continuing with other field maintenance operations that are kind of going on all over the place, if you've seen. The Evans and Santosh sloughs, basically controlling for irrigation water at this point. I'm trying to maintain a 4-foot elevation. That's kind of it seems to be the elevation where it's kind of in between not enough water for irrigation, but too much water that it's flooding. So that was just kind of the point I was trying to reach. All the other pumps are operating in their standard levels. They're really running very little. The Kessie is actually being used for irrigation too, so it's off. I'm going to go back to the mowing. That's might need to talk about that a little bit. I've heard some feedback from several different people on that. But the cleaning of the cherry orchard ditch system it's actually within the next week. There's, I don't know if some of you have seen, they're actually out there today mowing blackberries, trying to get the cleaning so the excavators, when they're on site, they know their footing, where they are in or with proximity to the ditches. And we're still working on the large fall tree and brush clearing removal projects coming this fall. As for the mowing of the perimeter levee, it was rescheduled again, pushed back farther. I do agree that it almost is too late at this point, but I kind of did a survey of the levee today, and there is still quite a bit of tall vegetation that is on a lot of the levee. Some of it is starting to fall over, but there's a lot of areas of levees that the vegetation is very tall. So it might end up as kind of a hybrid model, especially in some of the sandier areas of the levee. That soil becomes kind of loose when it becomes this dry. So we might skip some of those areas and just stick to the really tall, you know, fescue, canary grass, hemlock areas to get those knocked down. And I mean, is there any comments on that? That's kind of, I know we got pushed back way later than we wanted to. Wasn't really our kind of, it was kind of out of our hands. The subcontractor had some breakdowns. And does anybody have any questions on that, I guess?
Chase, are you still looking at mowing the whole thing? Or are we looking at maybe hitting just the areas, since we're so late in the year, that need it most?
That was kind of what I was thinking. There's areas along the levee where you can tell the, I guess the soil content changes. It's more of a sandier soil. The grasses are much shorter, especially now that it's so dry. Those soils become looser, less stable. And so sometimes having mechanized equipment on them can kind of not hurt them, but it just kind of shifts them and can move them around a little bit more than the others, where, you know, you got canary grass that's still 7 feet high. And so that's what I was going to kind of focus on, is the areas where the grass is very tall.
I would think that's a good approach. I mean, historically, you know, we tried to mow, at least to some extent, both sides of the levee. And from what I understood from our conversation at the last meeting, you know, we're only looking at the interior portion now. And I don't want to, you know, cut off anything that we need to do to have meaningful inspections. But on the other hand, we're getting really late here, and we're into fire hazard time of the year.
I would agree.
Rob, Chase asked for comments. Can the public comment?
Yeah, go ahead, Marie.
Okay. I'm going to follow up a little bit, kind of what Gary said, but kind of not. We used to mow in June, 1st of July, somewhere in there, and it really served three purposes. One of it was to mow before the thistles and all the weeds seeded out, and now you blow them all over. Two was fire danger, and three was the requirement of the core. And I noticed that we're not mowing, and these weed seeds are flying everywhere, and the fire danger is pretty high. So it's to me, it's a triple effect of getting it mowed. And I realize what you're saying, Chase, so I'm not disagreeing with that. But I really think that there's reasons to get this done sooner. And I just wanted to, that's why we did it earlier. And again, it is a requirement of the Corps. Or what? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Marie.
Jason, I had this conversation earlier, and I'm not disagreeing at all with what Marie said.
Thank you, Gary, because we were both on that at the same time.
And that was my concern with it. You know, we were on schedule for late June, I think originally the first part of July, and unfortunately, we're getting pushed back so far, and there's not a lot of, I guess, contractors available that mow these side hills of levees and stuff. So that's unfortunate, but I mean, I agree with everybody. I really wish we would have gone this, you know, a month and a half ago.
That was going to be my question for you, Chase, but then I thought better of asking, because I thought for sure that you had already thought about that.
Even before the budget meeting, I tentatively put us in the schedule and then firmed it up immediately after the budget meeting, just to make sure that we were in there. And so it's unfortunate. And
you don't know of anybody else who could possibly do this for us.
No, I've contacted prior contractors that have done this in the past and they're not interested in it. It's
but Chase, I
can, yeah.
I'm sorry, but so who's doing it? Who have you got or had lined up now?
It's Bushwhacker Mowing.
Okay.
He does all the levees around. He does Savvy's Island, but he was late there, and now he's actually does a lot of the lower districts in the lower Columbia, and he's actually working on a highway project at this current time.
That's fine. That's who we used to do, and we would schedule it before he got too busy, but it's hindsight now, so. But anyway, yeah, that's who we used to use. Thank you.
Yeah, it was actually a breakdown that sent him back. I scheduled him all the way back in April.
So, Chase,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if I'm hearing everybody right, it sounds to me like the most reasonable approach is what Chase presented in the beginning, is to identify the worst areas that are the highest, and the fescue and the canary grass and the biggest impact areas, and get those taken care of, to up to his discretion for this year's mowing. Is that what I'm hearing, or was there more or less to that?
I would leave it up to Chase's discretion. I think at this point we've kind of missed our window. So my opinion would be, to the extent that we need to maybe cut it back a little bit as far as maybe not mowing all of it and just doing the areas that are most necessary at this point so that we can do meaningful inspections.
Well, I agree. Chase, I think you led off with that idea, and I think everybody supports it. Well, good. Well, I appreciate everybody's feedback on that. Thanks for bringing it up, Chase.
Let's see here. Operations, personal 408. Sorry, check my work here. So on the personnel side, we have really no updates. I have no updates on the 408 sides as well. I really haven't heard any feedback, whether it's in submission or currently proposed. And I also don't have a lot of updates on the accreditation of LOMAR. We're still waiting on the city and the county on this issue. I have heard rumblings that they are at a point that they feel they can move forward, but you know, I don't have anything official, so it's, I don't want to speculate. So we can go back to, best practices. I want to make sure I'm tracking the agenda. So with that being said, we have the best practices section. As Rob had mentioned, the deadline for comment, August 10th, 2023. And Rob, thankfully enough, has taken the first stab at the 2018 O&M manual and gone through. This is kind of the most complete O&M manual that we have that covers, has the most information within it. And so we kind of tried to start with it as our draft. And then I have this on my list to review in the very near future. And then we'll have this up for public comment, hopefully by the next meeting. As for the infrastructure improvement list, which was also touched on, the public comment closes tomorrow, the 10th of August. And we have received, I believe, 4 or 5 comments back so far at this point on the entire list, different issues. But I was thinking it'd be a good time to possibly maybe come up with a timeline or structure that maybe by the next meeting, the whole board reviews all the comments. We could have more comments that come in the next day. And the lists themselves, and maybe by the next meeting, we can have a pretty, I guess, lively discussion regarding the projects. I just kind of wanted to maybe throw that out there as an idea, if there's any feedback on that.
So are you asking about prioritizing, just assessing the feedback and prioritizing the projects at the next meeting?
Or possibly coming up with maybe a matrix that we could use to discuss of how to prioritize those projects. cost is obviously going to be a very large factor in the projects. And maybe we just discuss how to prioritize the projects, maybe come up with a matrix or an idea to kind of use as a guideline or guidance for the board.
I know people aren't super excited about having extra meetings, but I almost think this would work better as a work session separate from our regular monthly public meeting. A public work session, of course, but outside of our regular monthly meeting. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea at all either. I think especially once everybody has a chance to review all of the comments and refamiliarize themselves with the, you know, kind of the 30,000 foot view and concept, you know, concepts of each of these projects. I mean, I think we could spend quite a little bit of time developing that matrix, which I think is another great idea, Chase, developing that matrix and then even implementing that matrix to create a list of priorities. I could see a work session, that definitely triggering a work session. I think it's a great idea.
Well, and it might not be a bad idea too to also, you know, between this meeting and the next meeting, take all the public comments, you know, really refamiliarize yourself with the list. And then if there's any follow-up questions, pretty much everybody that's submitted comment is more than welcome to follow-up comment. And so maybe if the board individually can work through that, and then I can take, you know, if you have follow-up questions, I can approach the landowners or the stakeholders who have submitted comment to for more of a clarification. So then by the next meeting, we kind of have I don't want to have any, like, you know, the next meeting be just full of follow-up questions. I think like between now and then we could hopefully get clarifying questions.
Is that Bob with his hand up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Bob. And you're on mute still too, Bob.
Oh, no, sorry about that. I thought I had done it, gone off. Do you have a timeline for when you expect to have a prioritized project list, perhaps including a cost estimate on each project?
That's a good question. I think the answer, at least my answer, would be yes and no. I think if we go down this, you know, utilize this format that we're talking about, where we, you know, we do the next couple of weeks reviewing the public's feedback and refamiliarizing ourselves with the projects, and then answering any follow-up questions that any of the board members may have. So that we can, you know, that will lead us into the next meeting, which would be in September. And then in that September meeting, we set a work session, which could be in the middle of September, say first part of October. After that, I think some of the projects seem pretty straightforward, where we could get a pretty good idea of a rough estimate on cost. Other ones are so dynamic that I think it would take quite a while to generate a cost, because we would first need to really narrow the scope and hone in on the goal. Do you agree with that, Chase? Or is there anything you want to add or take away from that?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. It's, you know, if the project's a priority and it's something everyone feels is an important priority. I mean, some of these are going to take, I think, relatively simple, but some of these, I mean, like the updating the Evans pumps or maybe possible smaller pumps, that could be a pretty large, just pure engineering project scope undertaking. Right. Whereas there's other ones that I feel are not nearly as involved. And
I guess, Chase, what I'm getting at is there, you know, there are a couple of projects that at least that seem to me could be at least, scoped out and within the next year or so, and maybe even accomplished within the next year or two. And it might be, if there's a way to actually get a couple of these things done, rather than just leaving everything to the planning process, if that makes any sense.
No, that makes total sense. And it's there's definitely, you can look at the list and know some of these are much less complicated than others. And it's just, do we want to prioritize on how easy they are, or do you prioritize how beneficial they can be? And what is that benefit? And
yeah, you got it. That's something you got to assess, compare, how easy is it? How quickly can you get it done? How much does it cost? What's the net benefit? I mean, those things are, I guess that's why you're getting paid the big bucks, Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good question, Bob. And hopefully I think within the next month, we should have a better idea of, I think the work session is a great idea. I think what comes out of that will really determine a clear and critical path for each of these projects. And we'll have a better understanding of how long and how much each one will cost and take.
This is not meant to be offensive to anybody, but I just want to make sure, do we have the capability of assessing the net benefit for all these projects and, putting that down on paper? Or is there anything that we might need outside help with?
Well, I think a lot of the major projects you're definitely going to need outside help with. I mean, even the backup power at the Evans pump station, which is one of the projects on the list, which I think I have them here. And we can just kind of, 10,000 or 30,000 foot overview. I mean, you're going to have somebody to tell you exactly what, I don't think you just hook a Honda generator into the Evans pump station. I mean, we're going to have somebody that's going to tell us what we need to have. And do we want it permanent on site, or do you want it to be easily hooked up? I mean, that's a cost benefit. And then there's other options to this. How often do we ever lose power at the Evans pump station? And could there be instead of backup power, could we have a share agreement with the PUD that, we could possibly be priority number one where our power's, not out forever. So there's components to these. They're concepts. The East Columbia Avenue culvert is obviously one of those ones. That's upgrading culverts. What size? Who knows? Someone's going to have to tell us that. The more efficient pumps at the Evans pump station, that's going to have the big component of this is going to be submergence availability. And that's going to be something someone's going to have to tell us about. Updating the monitoring at the Evans pump station, that's pretty simple. That's just getting a geek squad in there or something. They can probably figure that out pretty quickly. And the siphon breaker valves, that's a pretty straightforward process. There's options available out there. So it's just kind of, and that's why I kind of want everybody to, think about it is what does this look like? The automation of the Cherry Orchard pump number two electrical control, that's pretty straightforward. That's like every other pump we have in the district. And so there's varying degrees of, complicity to these things. And can this be done, like the automation? That's well within a year, planning and engineering a basically new pump station at the Evans that could be quite involved. And I can guarantee it's probably gonna be very expensive. And so I don't know really how to quantify, is it anything past a year and then from there cost? But, if we reach out for grants, which is totally available for a lot of these, but you kind of have to have a pretty shovel ready, ready project to go to grant funding with a lot of these.
Well, and in our last conversation with the city, we were kind of picking the city's brain as far as how they do their strategic planning and, using that as kind of a template to build our process off of. And one of the things they recommended was that you put a big emphasis on the timing. You don't put anything on the list that can't be done within that year. If it's going to take more than a year, then it goes on to a separate list, more of a longer term list that's reviewed And steps are taken to achieve the longer term goals throughout, but there's not as much emphasis put on them as the things that are on the list, the 1 year list. I don't know if I've given much thought on how much I agree or disagree with that concept, but it's a concept that's out there. In which case we could put two or three of these on right now on a 1 year list and probably even have them within the budget, most of them, if not all.
Bell has to come out of Chase's work hours. Somebody has to manage these projects, right? And so I think there needs to be some kind of effort made to assess priority, you know.
And that's why I wanted to get this conversation started. So by maybe the next meeting or the work session, you know, you have time to kind of gurgitate like what this is going to look like, the feedback. And, you know, in this one here, this access ramps to the Riverwood perimeter benches, that's going to take a 408. I mean, that's going to be a probably a phase one permit. What does that look like? I mean, the Army Corps of Engineers right now, if they run out of funding, it could be multiple years, but the project itself would only take us a couple of weeks. And right. So there's definitely it's very fluid on some of these. And it's
a very broad list, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is good. That's what we wanted. You know, we wanted a broad list. Now we just need to hone in on how to chip away at it.
Yeah, and there's this one here, the East Columbia Avenue Culvert, which is, you know, this has been, from what I've read and feedback, you know, this has been a hot topic for years. And this could be one of those things too, is if, you know, there's some partnering options with the county and possibly the city. And if this is, you know, this is a kind of a flow infrastructure issue, and this may have extreme benefit, especially if we can cost share. And so was trying to start the conversation so by the next meeting, we can talk about it a little more in depth.
Well, I think where you started, which is that the board members need to read the feedback that's been sent and get that digested. And then I do propose that we have a work session to make some sense of how we all perceive the comments and putting these projects in the doable priority order. If we can accomplish that in one work session, that's what I propose.
So you're thinking a work session probably mid to late September after
What makes sense to you?
And that would, I mean, it would make sense to me. I would think it'd be a better work session issue than a public meeting.
Yeah, public meetings are for our monthly business, and this is a work session. Yeah. No. So if that timing makes sense to you, I'm fine with that.
Does anybody else on the board have a comment or concern or anything they'd like to discuss with regards to a work session middle to end of September timeframe to go over these?
Depending on what date, middle to end of September, I will probably be chopping corn. And so I can't guarantee I would be able to participate in one middle to late September.
Okay.
I mean, if we're going to do work sessions, probably not the worst thing to do in the rain, the rainy season. But I don't want to push this back too far.
Is October moving it back too far? Does that work better for you, Amanda?
Yeah, October should be fine.
I'm good in October or September too. How are you looking in October, early October, Gary?
That works fine for me.
I mean, my gut's telling me we could schedule it for like a 2 hour, but, or a 4 hour, but I don't think it'll take us, you know, maybe more than a couple hours to really have some in-depth detailed discussions about the projects and then put them on a list, whether we base it on duration or cost or whatever. I don't think it'll take us long to do that.
If we had it on Thursday, October 5th, for example, or Wednesday the 4th, then we could be prepared for the monthly meeting to make a report.
I like that. Yeah. Doing the week before the monthly meeting. That's a great
idea. Does that work for you, Amanda?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
What do you think, Chase?
So the October meeting would be the 12th, who I'm showing.
Am I looking at the wrong month? No, that's right.
Yeah, and then so you're thinking the 4th or the 5th?
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking a work session the 4th or the 5th and then make a decision on the 12th?
Ideally, but we'll have to see how the work session goes.
Yeah.
You know, we're just kind of trying to figure it out. So I don't think we can make, you know, ginormous promises. Here's Jeff with his hand up.
So it's going to be a pretty iterative process, depending on which item. You know, you're going to, the bigger items, you'll end up having to do RFPs and hire engineers. You won't really know what it costs until you get something to look at and get anybody to price. The easier stuff, Chase as manager can solicit bids or make estimates, because, you know, it's not like you're going to have a workshop and lay out everything for the next 3 years. Well, I would say you should just get started.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments regarding the thinking going forward for this strategic planning? Okay. Well, do we need a vote to have a work session, or how does that work, Karen?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
What do you think, Mr. Condit? Do we need to make a motion?
Jeff Condit, you're on mute. There you go.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay.
I think that that Rob can go ahead and schedule a work session without having to have a vote on it.
Okay.
It is, I wanted to note that it is a notice public meeting, which I think you're all aware.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not hearing anybody on the board. Is it just I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but is anybody on the board not supporting the idea for the work session? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. So maybe October 4th or 5th. Chase, does one day work better for you than the other? Six one way, half dozen the other.
Yeah, the Thursdays seem to work pretty good for me. Why don't you reach out to the individual board members and see what's best for them? Because Megan's not on the call.
Right.
And then you can just call the work session or you can call a work session. We're so far out that there's no public notice violation.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that. Let's do that as the kind of the closing of this part of the discussion, and I'll reach out to the board members individually and we'll talk dates. And then we'll, once we have some dates lined out, Chase, or a date lined out and a time, I'll send it to you and make sure you're on board, and then we'll notice it.
And then Chase, just, do you feel like you can build an agenda? I mean, I kind of know what we're doing, but, you know, do you feel like you have a way forward through that meeting that makes sense to you? Or do you want to think about that a little bit? We can talk about that if you'd like. I just want to show up there and then just be like, okay, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know.
So are you wanting maybe feedback from my point of view of what's the most important? Is that kind of what you're thinking?
Well, we have to talk about the comments. That's super important. Yeah. You know, so maybe as soon as you can get the comments out to everybody.
Tomorrow. I've sent all the comments that have ever been submitted so far, except I did receive one today that I have not forwarded yet.
Maybe if you could come up with a list of key questions or something like that, that we should discuss.
Why don't I do this? Why don't after tomorrow the comments close, I will put them all in one email and send them to the board as one package.
Right.
Does that work for everybody?
Regarding the comments, yes. But as far as like what we're going to do at our work session, I think we need to have some kind of a plan.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, like some sort of a guideline how to work through and have meaningful conversations and actually make decisions. Okay.
To get the information that you need to, you know, execute.
Can I think about it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's probably a good thing to do. That's why we have a little time now, a little, not much, but enough to come up with a productive way forward, I hope. Let us know if you need any help, put it that way.
Yeah, I'd be willing to help too. I know Karen had already said that, but I'd be willing to help too. Chase, if you need help thinking through that, bounce ideas off somebody. I have no doubt in my mind that that agenda will be seamless and will flow right through it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're caught up on action items. Go ahead.
Do you feel good about that, Chase?
Yeah, I do. No, that's
okay. Sounds... All righty then.
And like I said, maybe by like the next meeting, if there's any, after I send out the email with all comments, if there's any follow-up where you'd like me to reach out to the individuals. I was just thinking if we have one person kind of compile the comments. So like if I send it out and then maybe by the end of the month, everybody gets their questions back to me. And then I reach out to the commenters individually versus every board member calling the people.
I think right.
That's more efficient.
Yeah. Give us a deadline, like halfway, like 2 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then that way by the next meeting, even though there's not going to be probably a lot covered, we'll at least have the information available for the following work session. I'm just trying to get, I just don't want to do it like the day of or the week prior. So.
Well, great. I'm glad we brought that up, Chase. That was important to talk about.
I mean, we know what we want to do. We just are trying to figure out what order to do it in and how to get started, right? Isn't that the goal?
That's the goal.
Yeah.
I'm writing this down. Give me a second here.
It's okay.
Okay. So I was able to get the standalone stormwater master plan. I tried using the city's link. I actually just ended up going down to the city and getting it on flash drive from Chris. I haven't really reviewed it to really any extent, except for what we've already reviewed that was available on their public website. Like I said, it's a pretty good file. Does anybody on the board want me to send them this file for their review? Or are they interested in it? I mean, I just have it on the hard drive at the office right now and the USB drive.
Once we're all done with the O&M stuff, I plan to look through it at the office. Chase, you don't need to send it to me.
Okay. So kind of this is a what I'm almost an old business thing. We talked about the walk through the rental home. I wasn't able to find any paint, so I actually was able to go to Sherwin-Williams, and I did get it color matched. So the touch up of the exterior. We also took care of the wasp nest. That was kind of an ongoing process, actually. We have that problem everywhere. The North and Evans pump station, they're actually really bad for wasps. So that's
they're so fun this time of year.
Yeah, it's almost a routine maintenance. And I have not heard, I guess I'll let Jeff touch on legal. I don't know if you have any updates or.
All is blissfully quiet on the legal front.
And the mercury temperature, it's been blissfully quiet as well. So
blissfully quiet. We're going to have to use that.
We knock wood while we say it.
Yeah, I was looking for some to knock.
Don't tempt the gods to strike.
I guess for that, we just need to decide upcoming meetings. I think, what are we? September 14th.
September 14th. Okay.
That.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yep. I'm assuming I hadn't heard any scheduling conflicts for the 14th from anybody on the board. So I'm going to assume
that's. And then I guess we could say that their proposed work session is TBD.
But tentative August, or I'm sorry, October 5th. October
5th, yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's see. We go over, action items or master calendar first? Okay, great. So let's do master calendar first because I have a bunch of action items.
I did add a couple on here last month just to.
Are you screen sharing?
Yeah.
Why am I not seeing that?
It should be the annual calendar.
I'm seeing myself, so I got to do something here.
Can everybody else see that?
Yeah, I can see it. Okay.
What did I do? There we go. I solved it. Okay, go on. Thank you for your patience.
So the only thing we have September is the SDIC bylaws for possible updates. I think that was going to be a component of the end of the last legislative session, if there's any updates needed. I guess we could cover that in the next meeting, obviously, if there is anything to cover.
I don't know how beneficial this has been for everybody else or the public, but for me personally, this master calendar has been awesome. Really helpful. Look at stuff like that.
Yeah, in December, I did put on here the IFA loan payments are due December 1st. So perfect. I figured everybody needed to know that because I have it on my little calendar.
That's good.
God, it seems like there's more stuff. Pretty empty.
Knock wood, Chase. Yeah. Okay. So do we need to... send out the bylaws or any internal policies for review before this meeting?
They're all available on our website.
The only thing I can think of that we talked about with the bylaws is, what was it? There was something about taking minutes. Or no, that wasn't it. Wasn't it?
There was a small conversation that was started from the county about the, I think it was the planning commission, was required to allow for in-person and virtual meetings at the same time. But that doesn't apply to us.
Yeah, and there's been nothing on the legal front that's changed, it sounds like, either. So we were kind of waiting for the legislature to get through their session last time we talked to see if anything would pop up for us, but nothing yet.
I feel like there was something that we discussed some months ago about that we might need to change in the bylaws. Am I dreaming?
I'm not aware of anything. I'm not sure if Jeff is.
I'll have to think about it.
Yeah, and I'll look through the past couple months' meeting minutes too, see if anything jogs my memory.
I'm not aware of any required change.
Okay, so now it's game on. I got to go find whatever it was. Because I think there is something, but I just have to remember what it is.
Okay.
So do we, that's my question though, do we know of any policies that we need to review? Everything's pretty the way we want it as of now? Okay.
I think so.
Good.
We've updated all of our, we got our employee handbooks, we've got our employee reviews, we've got our internal financial policies. I mean, it's all, I don't think there's anything left in the review from SDAO.
I think it's really good. I think it's something we should, you know, we should feel good about that we are this far with all that stuff. It's good.
I think the last part of the SDAO organizational assessment was a strategic long range plan, which is part of what we're doing right now. So I think.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Excellent.
Do you want to add anything on there? Well, probably not until we're done doing the markup on the O&M stuff. But that'll go into September, October, I assume.
Just yeah, and the O&M review is March.
Okay.
That's kind of when we decided to revisit it every year. That would be the annual review.
That's right. August, September was just a one-time true up. The annual review was, yeah, March, you're right.
Correct.
Got it. Man, that thing's helpful. I really love it. So list of action items before we close. We've got, I've got a few. I need to reach out to the board individually to schedule the work session, make sure the dates work for everybody for the 4th or 5th. Chase is going to email out the consolidated comments, public comments and feedback tomorrow to the board so they can review it. If the board could review all public comments and the list of projects and concepts and be familiarized by Wednesday, 8/23, that would be great, because I'm thinking by Wednesday, 8/23, if the board has any follow-up comments or questions, they need to send those questions over to Chase so that Chase can engage the landowners for clarity's sake or to follow up on a follow-up question. I know that was kind of a lot of words. Does that make sense? On the form that our public has submitted, there's a section on there that says, can we reach out to you with any follow-up questions? And everybody, to my knowledge, said yes. So if the board reached through a public person's comments and they have questions, please don't reach out to that landowner individually. Reach out to Chase, send him over an email or text or call He'll put all of those comments, all of our board comments or questions on a piece, on a single document, and he'll engage the landowner so the landowners aren't getting hit from five different angles.
And there could be some duplicity in there too that we want to avoid.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Okay. That's what I have on my action. I'm sure I'm missing some. Is there any others?
I would say the idea of coming up with a plan for our work session meeting.
Oh, yep. Sorry. I skipped rid of that. Set up agenda and design for October work session meeting. Yep.
And then Amanda and telling us that she's already done the state pool transfer.
Of course I did.
Yeah, she did.
Do you, Amanda and Gary want to go sign the checks that have been drawn at the office?
Yes, I will go do that tomorrow.
Well, I will as well.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, I just have a couple comments before I hand it over to whoever else wants to comment. Jeff and Marie, thank you guys for your comments tonight and for the interactions. And I really appreciate you guys staying engaged and helping us out. And then one other announcement, the Scappoose Adventure Fest is this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday. I will be there with my other hat on, but I encourage everybody to go if they can. It's a great event, support our community. And Chase, I was going to ask you if there's any, I don't know if we have any type of handout or business card or anything like that, or pamphlet or flyer, but if there's any type of SDIC stuff that you'd like me to, you know, pass out or whatever, I'm going to be there most of the day on Sunday. So I can I'd be more than happy to hand out and answer questions if people had them. So I'm not aware of any, but
I also am not.
I think we this is one of our items on our long range plan. Just saying.
It is.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we need to have something. I think we need to have some type of a pamphlet or flyer or some type of a handout so we can do things like this. Maybe we even add that as an agenda item under one of the items for next meeting, Chase, and we put together a small group that can put together at least a flyer, who we are, what we do, you know, where we're located, areas we serve, and we can just hand that out at some of these events the last half of summer.
Let's bookmark that as a good idea.
Yeah, I think most of that information we just cut and paste right off our website. Put it on fire. So I had to put together one for another event. So I'll reach out. I'm going to put that on my action items. I had to create one for a Cal Portland event, and I'll reach out to the same vendor that did that and get some pricing information. I don't think it was, I mean, it cost hardly anything to print up a few, at least 100 or so. Work on that.
It'd be good to have that for the when the city does its annual meeting too.
Agreed. Yeah.
We should have our own separate, you know, table or booth or something like that.
I like it. We could even put that, maybe we put a little subsection for community involvement, Chase, under what is it? We got best practices. Coming meetings, personnel operations.
I know we had something in there. I think it was a winter spring. Everybody see that?
Yeah.
Organizational assessment. There was. Something to work with.
Yeah, it had to do with building relationships with
develop logo, sign, and letterhead. Yeah, spring of 2024. Contact for branding resource grant funding. Summer 2023.
Let's add that to our agenda under something, and then we can get a board member and you, or you know, put a board member in charge of that. And it shouldn't be that difficult to put together a logo, sign, and letterhead for the rest of the board to review.
I don't think we need a grant to do that. I don't think so. I think we just do it, can't we? At least get something to start with.
Yeah. I think at that time there was grant money available when we put together the SWAT for something. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but I'm going to meet with Melanie Olson from Business Oregon later this month, just introduce myself and so on and so forth. So I'll, if there is something available, I'll ask her about it too. And we can talk about it in September. Well, good. Is there anything else on our agenda that we haven't covered? Any other comment, board comment, or public? Appreciate everybody's time tonight. Let's see, we've reviewed action items, master calendar. Okay, if there's no other comment, Chase, are you ready to go? Anything else, Ms. Kessie?
I'm good.
Wheeler, Mrs. Hoyt?
Thank you. Thank you, Chase, Janelle.
All right, guys. Well, it's 7:01. Let's go ahead and adjourn. Thank you for your time tonight, and we will talk to everyone soon.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night, Jeff.